But the thing is, like, with the Gravitas, like, I don't care that he doesn't get it. Like, I just keep, I know that he doesn't get it, but.
That's because he's so hot.
I don't know. Like, you say that, and I don't, like, I don't think of him that way, so.
Anymore.
That's like me saying Big Fatty's hot.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Where is Big Fatty tonight, by the way?
He's in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach.
At the Myrtle Beach Leather Club Spring Gathering. Oh.
Jesus Christ, he does so many leather shit, leather things.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 570 of the BFO for Friday, the 9th of April, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got those scratch-offs ready for you, and y'all, I'm gonna give you a little quiz. I'm gonna test your honesty and your abilities. Yes, Big Freddy, you test their honesty. I have no idea what that meant. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. I'm gonna tell you the Fat Cave. The Fat Cave is in disarray at the moment because y'all, Larry Klein and I last night it was on Wednesday night. We moved the giant 67-inch TV out of the way, and we put the new TV out of the box and got it all hooked up with the TiVo as much as we could, and then the Comcast man came on Thursday morning, and y'all, he says, now, Big Freddy, have you gone through and programmed your TiVo? And I said, yes, I have. And he says, oh, Big Freddy, thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodbear, thank you so much. But anyway, and so y'all, he put the cable card in there, and he got the serial numbers off the TiVo, and by the way, y'all, the weather rat is showing that it is supposed to go down to 44 degrees tonight, Friday night, here in Charleston. But Black Friday, well, that's not going to apply to you, because you're going to be in Augusta at the Horror Hotel. That's correct. And by the time some of you hear this, I will already be there. But anyway, so he called and he called in the numbers and everything, and they pinged the signal, and y'all, within I would say he was here maybe 20 minutes, and within 20 minutes I had all my HD channels coming through the TiVo and onto the new television, and y'all, it looks good. I've got to say, it's not as big. It's just a 50-incher. Oh, Big Freddy, you have given, it's the first time in your life that you have said goodbye to 17 inches presented to you. Well, it's true. But y'all, it's thin. It is thin, whereas the old TV was that rear projection. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar, rear projection. Well, there's probably going to be some of that at the Horror Hotel this weekend. But but anyway, y'all, it was probably two and a half feet deep. And y'all, it's too much. It's too much. So anyway, after he did that and checked to make sure it was all working, he turned to Big Freddy and he says, Big Freddy, I've been doing these installations of these cable cards for a long time, and I gotta tell you, this was the easiest one I have ever done. And y'all, then he got down on one knee, and I was going, oh, dear Gussie, what is he going to do? And y'all, he opened his mouth, and...
Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much.
Y'all, that came out of his mouth, and I said, no, I am not Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. She lives in Woodland Hills, California, and if you need to contact her, it's P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. But y'all, he really did say that it was the easiest digital cable card installation he has ever done. And y'all, that made me feel good. And I went back to the coal mine and I told Larry Cly. And y'all, it was good. It was good. And y'all, I'm tickled. I'm tickled pink. Ah, Big Fatty, you don't need to be pink after that chocolate gravy comment you had yesterday. Y'all, speaking of chocolate gravy, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's show that not my straight listener over there in the that he sent me some pictures, and y'all, delicious, just delicious. And y'all, I get up this morning, and of course, that Kimber Beaver has sent me a comment. I would like to see the pictures of Naught also. And so, y'all, evidently there were several requests for Naught's pictures. And y'all, I wasn't sure that Naught was comfortable with me forwarding them on. But y'all, all of a sudden, I see on the Twitty, Naught says, okay, pictures forward to Kim and to, I don't know who else. And it seems like there was like three people. It was Kim Beaver and somebody, and then the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this or not on the Twitty, because a lot of you are not on the Twitty, and I don't understand why you're not on the Twitty. But y'all, the sea hag, you know, she has bladder control problems, and, you know, she is the modern-day June Allison. And y'all, she's blaming an accident on that poor new puppy Ernestine. Ernestine has just pissed all over everything. And y'all, it just happens to be that Ernestine pissed all over over the sea hag. And you know, I stepped in it. And you know, I don't know. Y'all, let's get. By the way, y'all. By the way, that Kim Beaver has put Naught's picture up over there at the lodge, y'all. So if you'd like to see what Naught looks like, head on over there to Kim Beaver's new lodge, and that's at kimbeaver.com. Yes, Big Freddy, it is lovely, and you can get to it by going over to the BFO and clicking on Kim Beaver's new lodge. Yes, and Naught, I hope you realize that if anytime you send Kim Beaver a picture. It will appear at the lodge. That's all I gotta say. Y'all, I'm hoping that Miss La 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 Lauren will make Big Fatty some new artwork for the scratch-off days. Because, y'all, I think it would be fabulous if we had some new, had a special artwork for the scratch-off days. And, y'all, I've got four of these cards that I'm gonna scratch. The first one is not a winner. And, obviously, when I went to the BP station, Cunty McCunt-Cunt was off until next Tuesday. So I said, see you next Tuesday. And let's see here now. The second one is not a winner. Okay. And the third one, Big Freddy, are you going to tell us about the horror this weekend? Well, y'all, it is one of the smaller leather clubs here in the state of South Kakalaki. And they are having their event at the Horror Hotel, and me and Granny and Miss Porter are riding all together. Y'all, by the way, that is a barbecue sandwich and some chicken wings. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds so nutritious. Y'all, none of them were winners. However, I will spin the wheel. But y'all, while I'm spinning the wheel, I thought maybe y'all would like to listen to these voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy, anything so we don't have to listen to you spinning that wheel.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Oh, you're coming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
Hey, this is Rabble Redhead giving you a call live. Just want to let you know that I'm having a massive marathon of your show, and a few days ago it was Foul Monkeys. So I went from Foul Monkeys to the Big Fatty, and I just want to let you know I caught up all the way up to the episode where Teresa was going on about how disgusted she was about people who do not wash their hands after they go bathroom. And I have to say that is one of my biggest pet peeves as well. They say 67% of the men actually wash their hands. So what are the other ones doing? It's gross. It's so disgusting. And so then I just, actually today I actually tweeted about how, can you imagine how many people actually touch the gas pump? And so I'm turning into a major germaphobe. But I just had to call and say I love your show, especially the one where you talked about the penis and sperm and how fast it goes. And went, there it goes. I thought that was priceless. Podcasting gold, I tell you. Gold. But anyway, I wanted to say I wish you all the best. Keep up the great, fabulous work. I don't know how you do it every single day, Monday through Friday, for years and years and years. But anyway, you are a very, very funny man. So anyway, I wish you the best, and keep on listening. And don't forget to listen to RambleRedhead.com. Anyway, take care. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all Tom. Tom the Ramble Redhead, as Wiener says. The Ramble Redhead is not at a loss for words, y'all. And y'all, evidently he has been under some sort of court order, ordered punishment. Because y'all, if he did a marathon of the Foul Monkeys with the Ginger Bear and the Albino. Oh, by the way, who gave me a verbal spanking on their latest show because I didn't tell people how to actually get in touch with them. Y'all just go over, y'all, you know how to get in touch with the Ginger Bear and the Albino. You go over to the BFO and you click on Big Ricky. And that'll take you over to the Big Ricky show, and then you can find out how to get in touch with them. Yes, Big Friday, we know that. They are the only ones who don't know it. So, anyway, y'all, to have to sit through episode after episode of Ginger Bear and the Albino is just, you know, it's got to be court mandated. It's just got to be, y'all. It's got to be coat mandated. Now, y'all, were you listening closely to Tom? Because he said something about go bathroom. Y'all, I believe he left the word two out. Oh, I got to go bathroom. Got to go bathroom. But, but you know, that's okay. Yes, Big Freddy, we heard it and we tried to just move on and not pone it out, but you've gone and done it. Well, y'all, I've got a funny story that I want to tell you about the Ramble Redhead, and very few people know about this. And y'all, it's a quick little story, so I won't take but a second. But y'all, when I was up in the Chicagos for the IML last May, Tom and Joe...
This is into the BFO's scratch-off redemption desk. Big Fatty has played three cods, and they were all losers. Limit of three tries per day.
Couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it, y'all. So, you know, that's what I think of every time I think of the Ramble Redhead. All right, y'all, our next call is from Mr. B, and he is not the Super B. No! Mr. B, he is out there in the Laguna's beaches.
Mr. Fatty, I feel like I know you so closely, I'll call you dear Mr. Big. But in any event, it's Mr. B. You can call me Mr. B out in Laguna Beaches, California. I thought I would give you a call. Kind of, you know, tired around here in my office. I was vacuuming the floor, and your little sticker, little magnet calendar fell off the side of my desk here. Anyhow, and I said, oh, I got his phone number. I'm going to give him a call. Hey, listen. Hi, how are you doing? Happy ham holiday to you. You know, belated, but, you know, it's well-intentioned. A couple of things to talk to you about. Listen, you haven't mentioned the demise of the little Scotty Battler. Well, he's not so little. But Scotty Battler, you know, out there in Australia. When I sit here on my little cliff here looking out the window at the Pacific Ocean, I often often think that I'll see him, you know, rowing his boat to come to, you know, the United States. But anyhow, I saw, yeah, he stopped doing a show. I thought maybe you'd mention it. Oh, here, let me get a Kleenex. I need to clear my eye here. Hey, another thing. Have you seen the commercial on TV for Bush's Beans? You know, the brand Bush's Beans? It's a national product. They probably have that at your Public. But anyhow, it's the commercial for the Black Bean Fiesta. He's advertising the Black Bean Fiesta, and the guy's standing there, fire-roasted beans or whatever. Take a look at him real quick at the beginning of the commercial. It's fire-roasted beans, fire-roasted like with wood or whatever. He's got a Woody in his pants. Take a look. I'm telling you. Okay, listen, last thing I'm going to tell you, a joke. It's a quickie. Traveling salesman goes up to the door, knocks on it. Little 13-year-old boy comes to the door. He's got brassiere on, his mother's panties, pair of nylons, smoking a cigar, got a six-pack next to him. And this traveling salesman says, excuse me, but is your mother home? And the little boy says, what the fuck do you think? Anyhow, I thought it was kind of funny, and I think you would, too. Anyhow, that's it for the minute. I'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Mr. B from out there in the Laguna Beaches. And, y'all, he also is not at a loss for words. But, y'all, I have not seen, I have seen that commercial, but I have not looked closely enough, Mr. B, but I will check it out, and I love the joke. And, as far as the little Aussie Battler goes, I have every belief that, Scotty, our little Aussie Battler, will be battling back, because, you know, it is that's what makes him an Aussie battler, and that's why I really haven't mentioned anything. You know, every once in a while, we all just have to take a step back and reevaluate things and all, and I think that's what he's doing. But, y'all, I think he's visiting that Hervey Bay right now, so I think he's on the wayway. But anyway, I'm sure that Scotty, that little Aussie battler, will be back with us on the inner tubes here soon. That's just Big Fatty's gut feeling. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, while I was recording this show, we've gotten one last phone call in. I've not even had a chance to preview it, so I don't even know who it's from, so I'm just going to play it right now.
Your current rates of interest to zero. Stop annoying creditor collection calls. Give you an attorney to refer them to. And do everything that I've described without a penny out of your pocket. Press 1 now to find out how. If you don't need any help with creditor debt, then simply accept our apology for the call and press 3 to be removed from our calling list.
Big Freddy, will you please press 3 and be removed from the calling list? Well, I really would like to get the phone number of the attorney. Maybe the little Aussie battler can be my attorney to stop these annoying solicitation calls. So, anyway, y'all, it is going to be quite the weekend. It's going to be a cool weekend here in the Southeast, and the big horror weekend, it is one, I mentioned before, it is one of the smaller horror groups. Oh, dear Gussie, one of the smaller horror groups in the Southeast. But anyway, Granny and Miss Porter and I will be getting in the Ford Explosion, and we are heading over midday on Friday. So I don't know if you will have heard this by then or not. And but y'all, Miss Porter, she's come down with the shingles. Yes, Big Friday. But anyway, hopefully he is well on his road to recovery. And y'all, so since I will be at the horror event, I will not be on the LFC tonight. Now, I don't know if there will be one tonight or not. You can twitty with you-know-who over there. But, y'all, I do want to warn you that there is something coming out of Woodland Hills today, and all I got to say about that is...
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yes, took the words right out of my mouth.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.